Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me. I do hope you've been having as much fun and pleasure as I've been this week and last week, just sharing with you some very practical things for a more successful, fruitful, and victorious Christian life. And they're very practical, but it's something I believe that is a very much a part of God's plan for His people. Well, we've talked about why we should set goals. We did that yesterday, but now we want to talk about what are the consequences of not setting goals. In other words, just kind of drifting, going through life. And let me just say, that is something that is very easy to do, no matter how committed you are to setting goals and agreeing with the things I've been sharing. In fact, myself, I have gone through times where I just sort of drift. Yes, I know the importance of goal, priorities and setting goals, but there's times I've just drifted away from them with the pressures of life, with the urgency of the present moment, whatever is pressing. And beloved, it leads to a place where you get worn out, you get tired, and you're not filled with the strength and the joy of the Lord as you should be when you follow godly priorities for your life. I've gone both extremes, and I'm a hard worker. I love to work. And yet, I'll share just a personal thing. One of the things that have been the very hardest for me to do in ministry is to honor the Sabbath principle. Now, that doesn't mean on a particular day. I mean, there were times Brother Glass and I, we would take off Monday because Sunday is generally where most people might be resting. That's the most vigorous and demanding of all days if you're a pastor of a church and congregation. But the point is, I remember years ago, I saw a naturopath, and I had just been, I think, shortly out of Bible college, and there was just a lot on my plate. And he told me, he says, you need to get three hobbies. And I thought, three hobbies? He was very serious about that. And I thought, well, what possibly can I do? Well, I walked every day. I counted that as one. And I thought, well, what can I do that doesn't take a lot of money and would be sort of fun? And so I actually, for a period of time in Tracy, I did gardening, and I before that time, I did not have a green thumb. I declare anything, I'd have a plant and it would just die. I think I killed it with overwatering. But anyway, I was really dedicated to that because he was very serious, and he was a Christian. So we saw it as a spiritual endeavor. So I really got into it. And do you know what? I would spray them with mist them with water every day. I would talk to them and I would ask them to be good for Jesus and be beautiful. Do you know what? I was growing gardenias and orchids. This is a person that didn't even have a green thumb. And so I thoroughly enjoyed that particular hobby. And because we need recreation, and one of the most difficult things in my life has been taking a day, consistently, I've done it at times, consistently take a day off where I shut the office door and I'm simply not going there. And so, beloved, it is important. I don't care how busy your life is. You might be raising children. You might be going to college. There might be all kinds of things that impinge on our daily life schedule. And, beloved, this life is intended to do that, to rob you of time. There's a constant sense of pressure, of rushing. And we just have to step back from the noise and clamor of the world and get quiet and do something whatever would be enjoyable, you have to seek the Lord. Now, gardening may not be your thing, but there may be some other thing. You might, go backpacking or camping or whatever, something that is going to minister to you in a very special way on all levels. A day of rest, I read this years ago, the Sabbath principle should be enacted, a day of rest, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. We should take that. That was a command that came before the Ten Commandments. God himself rested on the seventh day. Now, do you think he really needed to rest? No, he was demonstrating a principle. So, beloved, if we don't set goals, and the first one should be to take a day of rest, because that goes beyond goal setting. That's something the Lord has established. If we don't do that, we're going to waste time, money, and or energy. Simple things. If you don't plan time for your family, for yourself, for relationship, developing relationship with your friends, have you noticed it has a way of just not happening? Yes. You can't say, well, I'm just going to be focused. I'm going to schedule everything for the Lord. Well, you know what? That's out of balance. He wants balance in the lives of his people. On a physical level, there should be rest. There should be recreation. Doing something that is out of your normal day-to-day activities. And you know, this was important. We see recorded in the scripture, the Jews, the ancient Jews, they were given the Sabbath principle. And even in the time of harvest, this was just a very brief time of year where the crops would be ready to be gathered in. Even then, they were to take the Sabbath day. Just because the harvest was there didn't mean they had to work 7 days a week. No, that's how important God sees it. So, we will basically waste our energies, time. We have to plan things. We have to take time to give time for us, for our family, for the things that will keep us regenerated. We call it recreation. Well, beloved, when you look at that word, it's really recreation, keeping ourselves fresh, enthused, able to go back to our work week, whatever that looks like, with vigor, with strength, with energy, being in a good mood, because why? We've got balance in our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to allow harmony and balance in our lives. And so that's one of the consequences. We'll waste time and money and energy. And secondly, we will have no control or determination of what happens in life. If you don't make plans in your life, subject to the Lord's direction, of course, someone else will. It could be the influence of family, of friends, of circumstances. And as I've shared, if you've been listening the last week and a half or so, God has given man a dominion mandate. He's given man the ability as well as the desire to control his domain. We have that God-given authority over our own lives. If we don't take that privilege, that responsibility, then something else is going to. You can be sure of that. Dominion starts with ourself. Beloved, we have the power of choice. It's a wonderful, beautiful privilege God has given to man. Remember, what does the scripture say? Choose this day whom you will serve. Remember, Joshua said that, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And serving the Lord will allow his balance, his priorities, the things that are important for you, according to his desire and will for your life, that those are the things that are going to be manifest. So, that it's a godly thing to be able to seek the Lord and to say, no, you know, I do want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, that means I'm not going to buy that, you know, those donuts or that dessert or whatever it is. And if we commit to that goal, the Holy Spirit will strengthen us. It's not going to be, you say, well, I don't have any willpower. Well, you may not, but the Holy Spirit can give you his strength, and you could be amazed at what you're able to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's important that we do have goals so we don't drift, so we don't waste time and energy, and also that we will set the determining factor in our lives, not to let circumstances or friends or some other the situation control what happens in our lives. Now, do things come up? Of course, but they are not running your life. We all have to be open to emergencies or crises or unforeseen things. But generally, when we have the ability, God wants us to grow up, to be mature, not to be children, distracted by every little thing, running here and there like a child, but mature, where we have that sense of responsibility over our own lives that God has given us. And thank God for the country we live in. This is still America. We still have the power of choice. We can decide what we want to do, where we want to work, do the things we want to do. And so because God has yet, we still have this freedom, let us exercise it in a godly way. And a third reason or consequence of not just establishing goals is that we're open to the strategies of the enemy. Well, what will be, will be. That, beloved, that is a wrong, unscriptural attitude. That's fatalism. And you'll never get that out of the Bible. God was always in detail revealing his direction through the word to his servants. He guides continually. He doesn't leave things open to chance. He's very clear and directive in terms of what he's wanted his people to do. In fact, it was amazing that word was given to Saul, that as he was being anointed king, I mean, it was four different things that he was going to encounter. He would finally meet a school of the prophets, and they gave him bread, and he prophesied with them. I mean, it was just amazing how specific God can be. And so we don't want to be open to the strategies of the enemy, to just say, well, I'm just going to, you know, just kind of let things happen. That's not God's will. That's the devil's playground, okay? And there's a final point, but we're going to share that tomorrow. And I hope you're being blessed by this, because I believe many of us are getting stirred up. I'm even getting myself excited. So thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to share them. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you choose the convenience of email, that's fine. I will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, you might wish to share your mailing address so I could respond personally by the good old postal service, now by means of a letter, which many have been blessed by countless ways over the decades. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,